Minnesota News Network. Good morning, I'm Brent Palm. Governor Tim Walz delivers his last State of the State address tonight from the Minnesota House Chamber. The governor is not running for re-election. Republican Senator Andrew Matthews of Princeton has this message for Governor Walz.
I'm calling on Governor Walz to comb over his State of the State speech and strip out anything that would be the inflammatory, divisive rhetoric that we have seen before, and keep it focused on the issues.
The governor gives his State of the State at 7 o'clock tonight, followed by the Republicans' response. A measure signed by President Trump overturns federal protections on more than 225,000 acres near the Boundary Waters Canoe Area, reopening the potential for copper-nickel mining.
The action overturns a 2023 order that blocked mineral leasing for 20 years around the Boundary Waters and Voyageurs National Park. Minnesota-based advocates are pushing back. Save the Boundary Waters says the decision ignores years of science and strong public support for protecting the region while signaling the fight for permanent protections will continue. Supporters of the rollback say the move will lead to construction jobs, long-term mining employment, and increased tax revenue for northeastern Minnesota. Tasha Radel, MNN.
The Minnesota State Patrol is investigating a crash involving an ambulance and a moose near Ely. Troopers say the ambulance struck the bull moose on Highway 169 early Monday morning and went into the ditch. The report says the ambulance driver wasn't hurt, but two passengers may have possible injuries. The moose died in the crash. And former U.S. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg is speaking tonight at Carleton College in Northfield. Buttigieg is participating in the Engaging Across Viewpoints lecture series. The 55th annual Walk for Animals is this Saturday on the Minnesota State Fairgrounds. Sarah Bamani of the Animal Humane Society says they're planning for a large turnout.
If last year was any indication, we're expecting 15,000 people or more to show up and probably around 5,000 to 6,000 pets. And yeah, the weather looks great, so we're really excited for the event this year.
Teams and individuals walk a one-mile loop around the fairgrounds with their pets and finish at the International Bazaar. She says they hope to raise $800,000 this year. And the Nuggets beat the Timberwolves 123-115 last night in Denver to force a Game 6 of the playoff series Thursday in Minneapolis. The Wolves trailed by 9 points at halftime before the Nuggets pulled away. Julius Randle led Minnesota with 27 points. The Wolves take a 3-2 series lead into Thursday's game. This is MNN.